are moving steadily toward the surface of the water from deep within the warm Hawaii ocean. The darkness of the deep ocean stretches out beneath you, beside you, above you, but far in the distance above you, you can see the warm, effervescent morning sunlight emerging. Soft swatches of light that sway and flicker through the calm surface of the water. You are not moving fast, nor are you moving slowly. You are simply moving, your spine fluctuating like a slow-motion flag. As you draw closer and closer to the surface, you feel the strong pressure of the deep water slowly begin to release. With every fluctuation of your spine, every wave of your fluke behind you, the water becomes warmer. The pressure on your lungs and skin and eyes slowly releases. There is more and more warm, bright morning light. You have been holding your breath deep underwater for more than half an hour, the oxygen moving steadily, as though from a time release capsule, from deep within your lungs, out into every cell in your vast body. You move toward the surface of the water without taking a new breath. Instead, you are singing. No air leaves your body as you sing. Your lungs are the size of limousines, and as you sing, the air passes between them, back and forth, as though you were pouring liquid light between two cups, back and forth, back and forth. You have been singing without interruption since you last took a breath. As you sing in the deep, still water, you hear your voice travel deep to the ocean floor and echo back to you. As you sing, you also hear the tiny clicking of millions of shrimp sifting through the sand on the ocean floor, looking for food. It sounds close and continuous, like bringing your ear to the edge of a glass of carbonated soda. As you sing, you hear occasional low, deep, booming sounds, underwater explosions far in the distance that sound like slow-motion fireworks. As you sing, you hear low, toothy, growling engine sounds, drones that get louder and closer, and then quieter and further away. As you listen, you turn your attention to other humpbacks singing. At first, they sound like your own echo because they are singing the same song as you. Some are close by, 100 feet away, a few hundred feet away. Some are on the other side of the ocean. As you listen, you notice that your voices together sound something like a round or canon, each of you singing the same song at your own pace, in your own time, your own rhythm. No one is leading. No one is following. Each of you is listening at the same time as you are singing. You notice a fellow humpback nearby and hear that the fellow humpback is singing the song a bit faster than you. As you sing and listen and sing and listen, you hear him sing a phrase you have never heard before. The fellow humpback's voice dips up into a high register, moves in a slow tremolo, then dives back into a very low, deep, grunting sound. You hear it a few times in a row, and so you decide to try and sing what you have heard. It feels so good to sing this new phrase. You sing it several times in a row. After your voice dips up into that high register, moves in that slow tremolo, then dives back into that very low, deep grunting sound, you add two grunting sounds at the end of the phrase. The next time you sing it, you add three grunting sounds. You have not eaten since you were in Alaska, thousands of miles away, several months ago. You have been singing instead of eating, singing and searching for a mate. The more time goes by, the more different your song becomes. As your song changes, the songs of all of the humpbacks in your entire ocean basin change along with you. They hear your voice travel through miles and miles of ocean, and you hear theirs, clearly, as though through a landline, as though they were right beside you. As you get close to the surface of the water, you start to speed up in excitement. It has been so long since you have taken a breath. The sun is getting brighter and brighter. The pressure of the water has almost entirely released from the perimeter of your body. The water is so warm now you can barely feel the difference between your body and the water. Finally, you reach the surface of the water. Your curved spine glides into the warm, salty air. You feel the sun on your back. You release a long, slow exhale through your blowhole, sending water spray high up into the air. You take several long, slow breaths of clear, warm ocean air up at the surface of the water. The air feels so good as it presses into your lungs, as the oxygen flows into every cell of your body. After breathing and playing in the air, you dive back under the surface of the water and begin to sing again. Sing and listen and sing.